every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. To the penitent, God provides a way back. He encourages those who are losing hope and has chosen for them the lot of truth. Return to Him and give up sin. Pray to the Lord and make your offenses few. Turn again to the Most High and away from your sin. Hate intensely what He loathes. And know the justice and judgments of God. Stand firm in the way set before you, in prayer to the Most High God. Who in the netherworld can glorify the Most High in place of the living who offer their praise? Dwell no longer in the error of the ungodly, but offer your praise before death. No more can the dead give praise than those who have never lived. You who are alive and well shall praise and glorify God in His mercies. How great the mercy of the Lord, His forgiveness of those who return to Him. The Word of the Lord. Let the just exult and rejoice in the Lord. Blessed is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. Let the just exult and rejoice in their Lord. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, my guilt I covered not. I said, I confess my faults to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. Let the just exult and rejoice in the Lord. For this shall every faithful man pray to you in time of stress. Though deep waters overflow, they shall not reach him. Let the just exult and rejoice in the Lord. You are my shelter. From distress you will preserve me. With glad cries of freedom you will ring around me. Let the just exult and rejoice in the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in our gospel, we have the story of the rich young man, which is a beautiful story of Jesus teaching us how to keep wealth and material possessions in perspective in relationship to him. This young man who is wealthy and he's very successful in terms of the world, and certainly in that particular time, if you had material wealth, that was a sign of God's favor. And so, of course, he comes to Jesus and he asks, "Good teacher, what must I do to attain eternal life? You know, how do I get to heaven?" And then Jesus asks him, he said, "Why do you call me good? Only God in heaven is good." So it's as if Jesus is saying, "Do you know who I am? Why do you call me good? Do you know that I am God?" So he tells the young man, you must do in terms of your neighbor and kind of the social expectations of taking care of others. And the young man is very good at that. He has done all that. And so Jesus then points out what he lacks, and that is, have you put God first? Is God first in your life? Or have you been focused and leaning too much on worldly things? And so he says, you know, if you want to be perfect, sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me. Follow me, who is God. And let me fill you with treasures that are beyond this world, treasures, heavenly treasures. And so give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And it's an important lesson for us when the temptation is always so real to put too much hope in material things. When material things are just to help us get the basics of life, what is truly valuable is our relationship with God, who offers us this tremendous prize of his life, you know, the tremendous gift of being able to know him, to be close to him, to learn from him, to be formed by him, to dwell in his love for eternity. And that is a treasure that is greater than anything. And it does require us to let go of all things and to place all of our trust in him. And it is a difficult thing if we think about it from a worldly perspective. But of course, Jesus is inviting us to eternal life. And knowing that is what is really at stake, that is really what eternal life is life with God. Then, of course, it makes sense. So Jesus gives us the grace and the call and the hope of living with him forever as we detach ourselves from things of this world and place all of our trust in him.